I'm walking through a forest in Mexico. I'm sure I'm outside of San Miguel, kind of on the edge of town. Only this isn't a regular forest. There aren't any trees, but I can see a shallow river over there. The ground is scruffy and covered with scraggly bluish bushes, like sagebrush maybe. There are walking paths, very narrow, worn into the dirt by the homeless people that usually hang around here. Even though it's kind of a sad place, I feel really comfortable and not scared. I'm happy to be back, but I'm not sad that I ever left. A girl's walking up to me. She has kind of messy hair and her clothes don't match. She's a little dirty, but not too bad. I think with a shower and some clean clothes, she'd look just like someone I would be friends with. "What's life like out here?" I ask. She says, "It's not too bad. There's always enough water and food." But she just caught the last shrimp, so there isn't much left for her here. I know the shrimp here are big and gray, and they still have their shells and antennas. We start walking on the dusty trails together for a little while, till we come to this apartment. We're still on the edge of town, far from other buildings. We're going inside this apartment, and now I realize it's where I used to live. I'm so excited. I plan to he I explain to her that I lived in this apartment for a year. Then we meet the new resident, a girl much like me, and I'm visually comparing what she has to what I had. I remember what I used to keep on the shelves in the bathroom, and the reddish tile floor still looks nice to me. We all go out to the garage, and suddenly I'm more in North Dakota than Mexico. The dirty girl's following us, not really talking, but looking at all the stuff around her, sometimes picking things up to look at them more closely. I realize now that she lives in the forest because she wants to, not because she has to. In the garage, the girl who lives in the apartment now gets out a ladder and climbs up to some rafters. She pulls down two large, new-looking plastic containers, transparent, with lids that latch down on top. They have blue handles. I can sort of tell what's in the first box before she even takes the lid off, and I'm really excited. Then I see there are lots of notebooks that are important to me. The lid's coming off, and the first thing I see is a packet of flower seeds, which I never did open. The picture on the front shows a fuchsia-colored pansy with black accents coming out from the middle. It has nice white borders. I'm trying to remember when I bought these, since I haven't had a garden since I was a little girl, maybe 5 years old. Now I can see the rest of the contents. There are stacks and stacks of black and white journals, the kind with stitch bindings, not spiral. Every journal is about 2 inches thick, and they hold all kinds of information from my first portfolio class. Sketches, writings, and ideas. I'm so excited to see it all again. I start grabbing the journals and flipping through them, remembering all the ideas I had, most of which never made it to big pieces of paper. I realize now that there are lots of items I've left behind. I start grabbing the journals and flipping through them, remembering all the ideas I had, most of which never made it to big pieces of paper. I realize now that there are lots of items I've left behind.